Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. Also, in my Twitter bio, you'll find the link to our Discord for Talking Puck. It's a great place to be, a great community to connect with, very positive, very supportive, and any team is welcome. We hope to have your opinions there as well. Feel free to jump in and be a part of things. I want to jump in and be a part of the discussion. In fact, this kind of, you know, it's really funny. Free agency's coming up. I've been focusing a lot on that, and we're going to talk about that a lot next week because there's going to be so many moving pieces. I actually thought I was going to do today's podcast on, you know, will free agency go one of two ways? Will it be great or will it be terrible? I'm going to put that off. Instead, today, I really feel the need to go back and bring this up. And a guy that really doesn't get much mention outside his home market of Toronto, but Damian Cox, sports writer in Toronto, also a radio show host up there, put out this tweet just a couple of days ago. And I quote, "Not as difficult to win a cup when there's no road games, no travel. Still a difficult thing to win it all. Tampa gave lots of sweat and blood to make this happen, but let's not compare bubble hockey with the real thing." Well, Cox got a few responses from Tampa Bay Lightning players directly, and I think rightly so, has caught a lot of flack for this. So this is just someone, in my opinion, saying something to get a reaction. And clearly he's getting a reaction out of me, got a reaction out of the Lightning players who have heard about this or responded to it, and certainly out of the fans. But I just don't understand how you can in any way say that this was less of a victory. In many ways, it might have been more of a cup win. Look, I spent 5 years in the National Hockey League. I understand what NHL travel's like. I also spent 15 years in and around minor league sports, and I know what travel in the minors is like, too. The NHL is a much easier travel schedule. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it is easier. There's still fatigue involved when you're traveling. No, there was not that in the bubble, and I'll grant you that. But you never have back-to-back playoff games in a normal year. You did this year. You also never have 24 teams. 24 teams had a chance to win this year. How many teams went home that would have been in it, would have had a shot, could have pulled an upset had they gotten in, but didn't because in a best-of-five series, they couldn't pull it together? Look, this is an unusual year. But you're also placed in a bubble where, okay, there's no road games, but there's no home games either. Nobody had a home ice advantage. I don't care what they say about Toronto and Edmonton, and they clearly showed there wasn't a home ice advantage. Fans make a huge difference, and they can pick up a team and get them going. They can turn a game sometimes. I've seen it happen. And so to say there's no road games, well, there were also no home games. There was no advantage there going either way. No travel is a little bit of a difference of fatigue, but it was a different kind of fatigue that players in the bubble had to deal with, especially Tampa Bay and Dallas making it all the way to the end. Holy cow, over 2 months, almost 3 months of every day the same four walls. Every day the same activities, the same thing, wandering around inside this bubble, knowing there's a whole world out there that you're used to seeing and being a part of that you just can't. You cannot leave your designated area. And it blows my mind that you could possibly look past the mental barriers and the mental fatigue, in addition to the physical fatigue and the injuries, and treatment in the bubble was different. If you left the bubble, you had to quarantine before you came back in, and we saw a couple players who did have to leave the bubble for injuries and couldn't rejoin their team right away. It was a different type of year, and I think it was probably a more taxing endeavor to win a Stanley Cup in this particular situation, to not tear your hair out and to come away with a cup win. I give all the kudos in the world to Tampa Bay and Dallas just for lasting as long as they did. It is one of the most extreme tournaments in sports. This year, it was more so because there were more teams involved. There were more dire circumstances. There were just more conditions on everything than there ever has been before. And Tampa Bay comes out with a win. I will not be putting an asterisk next to the Tampa Bay Lightning Stanley Cup from this year with the pandemic. I'm just not going to do it. because it's not fair to Tampa Bay. It's not fair to the rest of the NHL and the teams that made it or didn't make it. There was still the bulk of a regular season that was played, and we are also dealing with a global pandemic. And in light of that, I think the NHL, to its credit, put on the best tournament it could, the safest tournament it could by far. They made smart choices by picking Toronto and Edmonton as opposed to trying to host it in the States, which they really wanted to do, but in the end made no difference. We all watched it. All the hockey fans listening to this, you know you paid attention. And in some cases, it was kind of interesting to have that March Madness feel in the beginning of the tournament where we had four or five hockey games stacked up on top of one another. Quite honestly, sometimes it was exhausting as a fan. But we got through it, all of us. And now Tampa Bay is the Stanley Cup champion. So, Damian, I don't want to hear it. I do not ever want to hear anything like that again. That is just, and whatever credibility you might have thought Damian Cox had, I think he just shot himself in the foot with this, because how the heck would he know how difficult it is to win a cup inside or outside of a bubble? No asterisk for me. Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning. All right, that'll do it for this Tiny Biscuits. Woo, went a little over time, but that's all right. Thanks for staying with me. If you like the podcast, please subscribe. Love doing these things for you guys. I love talking hockey. Love to hear the comments and the feedback, especially on the Discord. Please join the Discord. The link is in my Twitter bio at Callahan on Air. And don't forget Talking Puck TV on Sunday nights with myself and former Avalanche voice Mike Haynes. We're right here with you. We appreciate you being here. Like, subscribe, follow us along on Twitch and on YouTube. We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Have a great weekend.